Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you. How many people out there remember Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss, green-handled, moss-covered, newfangled family credenza? BJ is like, no, nobody even knows what the hell you're talking about. I go, most of the time, nobody knows what I'm talking about. What's the difference? Chris Duke, you didn't grow up on Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham, Cat in the Hat.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Chris Duke.
What's that? You have another beer? What'd you say?
No, I said no. I grew up on it, but I don't recall that phrase at all. So
I must have missed that one as well. My favorite. I remember the Cat in the Hat character and all the little cartoons that came out in the 60s and 70s. And it just stuck with me. That's why I'm so twisted, because I grew up on Dr. Seuss. Anyway, I apologize. Happy Independence Day to the entire United States of America. I'm proud to be an American. I am glad to live in this great country. I'm glad to have friends like BJ and Scott Colleen and Chris Duke and Chrissy and the family members that are, you know, the extended family of mine, and James Bell and Carl Brower and all the folks that I get to have on this show. We live in the greatest country in the world, and all you have to do is to leave this country for about a week, and you come crawling back, and you too would try and, you know, climb over the wall that Trump's going to build to get into this country. But you know what? We do live in the greatest country, and if you are here and you're an American citizen, you better thank God today and this weekend for Independence Day, because, man, we have it good. All right, I'll step down off my soapbox. BJ?
No, I agree with you. I think it's great that people want to celebrate this country, but remember why we're celebrating and what was given up to celebrate it, and, you know, take a second and just, you know, nod your heads and say thanks to all the people that gave their lives to allow us to have, you know, great fireworks and great barbecue and, in my case, great weather. So,
and Chris Duke, living right on the border of Mexico, God bless you, brother. You got anything to say on Independence Weekend here?
Well, I'm not going down to Mexico for the weekend.
So. You're close, though, man. That's scary.
But maybe to get fireworks. I don't know.
There you go.
You planted the seed. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. But, yeah. Don't come back, though.
You'll get arrested.
I know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, guys, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, don't do what we were talking about earlier and make pipe bombs. Celebrate safely and enjoy your barbecue and the country.
Yep. And I will just say in closing for the last 3 hours, just to thank everybody who listens to this show, that understands that, you know, we do this show. It's entertainment and information slammed together. You call it infotainment. At the end of the day, we are business people. We are entrepreneurs. We are hardworking Americans, just like you guys out there. And as they used to say, you know, weekends are made for Michelob. I don't drink. So to me, weekends are made for car shows. And that's what I do. And all week long, we get to play with these wonderful machines and talk about them and learn from each other and learn from you guys. Because look at J.D. Power, the voice of the consumer, right? The voice of the customer. Without your voice, these car companies wouldn't be making the cars the way they are today. You need to speak up and, yes, complain. Yes, also give compliments and say, we love this, because that's how they make their decisions on what they're going to build next. Am I right, BJ?
Absolutely. And I, you know, we only have a minute or two left. I just want to ask you where you're headed. I mean, you're always going someplace. What's next on the agenda for you?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm doing something that is so damn cool. I'm going to talk about it a little tiny bit early. We're about to launch, I think it's next week, it's going to launch a new business podcast that I'm doing with my friend Scott Duffy and Microsoft, believe it or not, because I'm an entrepreneur. I work with Inc. Magazine, and I do a radio show called Inc. Radio, Inc.com on the web, but Inc. Radio. And I love talking to entrepreneurs about their stories. And you find, and what I have found is amazing to me, is that most entrepreneurs, I mean, and you look at athletes, you see the first thing they do when they make their money is they buy the car of their dreams. And the same with entrepreneurs or most anybody, you buy that car of your dreams. So what I have in relation with so many of these great entrepreneurs and business people of this world is that they're all car guys. But we're launching a new podcast, and I'll talk about it next week when it's up and available for you to watch. And it's conversations with how these entrepreneurs, how these millionaires and billionaires made their fortunes, and the secrets and the secret sauce that it takes to become a success in the world today. And so that's my little tip of the hat for what I'm doing. Thanks to BJ Colleen, carbuzzard.com, where you can find her. BJ, I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
You too. And thanks to Chris Duke, my business partner in Motors TV. Thanks for all the fun we have on Motors TV, motors.tv. Chris, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you. Have a good, safe weekend.
You too. And a happy Independence Day to all you guys. Be safe out there. We'll see you next time. This is The Drive.